Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Back Row Bitching Show. Or at least that's what we're going to call it. There was the last episode, the Marvel Phase 4. I forgot about a movie. And it wasn't just that I forgot about it. I felt it deserved its own episode. So I'm going to talk about Thor Love and Thunder. And I was excited about this one. And we'll get to the thoughts, but I was pretty excited about this one. I'm a Natalie Portman fan, and I thought it would be cool to see her as a superhero. But man, there's a lot going on here. What I'm going to do with this movie is I'm going to skim through. I'm not going to have the sound on, but I'm going to skim through this thing and kind of go back and remember what the heck all was going on here. So as far as the Thor movies go, first couple, I wasn't really that much of a fan of those. They have held up. I think they're better now than they were then. That being said, I still don't think they're upper tier of the MCU. They're okay. They're okay. So Ragnarok come along, and that's one of my favorites. Like it was a much needed piece of, I hate to call it just comedy, but it was a nice change up for Marvel. It showed that they could be a little less serious, which they've always done, but for a whole movie, they could be a little goofier. And Takai, was it Waititi? I'm terrible with names. That guy, I thought, did an excellent job, and he's worked on Star Wars stuff too, and I think the new Star Wars stuff is fantastic. I think he is amazing, actually. He's really, really good. So I was kind of excited to know that he was doing another one. And at the same time, I was a little bit reserved on that because he definitely has the ability to switch it up and do something different and not do another Ragnarok. And of course, when the reviews came out, they said he basically tried to do kind of tried to do Ragnarok all over again, but with more jokes and this and that. And I was like, ooh, I don't know about that. I really don't know about that. So I was still excited. You know, Ragnarok was so good. I thought people are unfairly just hating on this movie without really giving it a chance. It's one of those things like you hear all the stuff about it and you just jump straight to, oh, it's going to be terrible. That kind of thing. I was excited. So I jumped in and I was optimistic, and it opens up. I'm hitting play now with Christian Bale's character arc opens up with his story. And I thought that was pretty cool until he got to the god who was just very ridiculous. Like that, the whole scene of him walking to the Oasis, like it didn't really make any sense at all. And he's praying to this God and trying to save his daughter. And we don't really have much backstory on why he's in the middle of the desert, but it was goofy from the get go, which worried me, him talking to that God and killing that God. Like, Christian Bale did a fine job. He's good in the whole movie, but it definitely subjected him to some goofiness. And I just found it to be strange, to say the least. It was kind of a precursor to where this whole thing is going. And I was not feeling the beginning. So we get through some of the beginning and we get to Natalie Portman having cancer. And that's an interesting arc, because I can't remember any character really having cancer. I don't recall that. So that was an interesting twist to the Marvel movie. Never seen that before. And of course, nothing's really working. She's progressing. It's getting worse. Yada, yada. She picks up Thor's hammer and it instantly turns her into a superhero. I think that's kind of goofy too. I know that it says whoever wields this has the power of Thor. Da, 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 da. If that was the case, Captain America should have been super badass when he picked that thing up, because he picked it up and he just threw it around a little bit and it was one of those moments. But if it would have enabled him to like do all the stuff we saw Natalie Portman do, that would have been really cool to see. So I feel like there's a missed opportunity there with Steve Rogers, Captain America. And yeah, it's not sitting well so far. The movie itself is just not sitting well. We've got Thor being kind of ridiculous, acting kind of goofy, and with the Guardians of the Galaxy, and the whole thing is just all the way down to Thor's sequence of where he's in battle strapped to, you know, his mom's chest or someone's chest. It was just all a little too much. It was all a little too much there at the beginning. So I'm sitting here watching it thinking, I really hope this gets better, because this is actually one of those times where the people are correct that I've talked to about this movie. The Eternals and stuff like that, I didn't listen too much because I feel like they just didn't soak it in the same way I did. So I really enjoyed The Eternals. So I thought, I can look past all these comments and I can get to, you know, what's good about Thor, Love and Thunder. And I'm skimming through, like I'm at the 20 minute mark and I'm like, wait, no, there's nothing really good here so far at all. Man, this whole battle where they break this whole glass city and these blue folks are upset, but also saved, like just goofy. Like, who lives in a glass castle? Like, the whole thing shattered. Why didn't it shatter well before that? None of it's making sense. It's all like, we're setting all this up for laughs, but we're not worrying about the context of what is supposed to create the laugh. Like, how unbelievable some of these things actually are. Kat Dennings, she's back in the movie. That helps. I am a massive Kat Dennings fan. And she is, oddly enough, on my dream girl list as far as celebrities go. Like, I really dig Kat Dennings. Really, really, really dig her. Like Natalie Portman, too. So those two together has always been a really nice thing for me. But she wasn't in it too awfully much, which is a travesty. Maybe she should have been. Or maybe we should have got Madison from the She-Hulk series. We should have got Madison. She-Hulk, an episode about that is coming up pretty soon. That's another one. I feel like that's an extension of Thor Love and Thunder with the goofy slapstick comedy, but maybe a different opinion by the end of it I will have, said in my best Yoda voice. Anyway, so you got Natalie Portman trying to figure out how to cure her cancer. Of course, she goes and gets the hammer, and that fixes her temporarily, kind of, not really. Like, what if she just held on to it all the time? Would she just be okay if she held on to it all the time? There's just a lot of questions so far. And these big yaks that get sent with the Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor, it's just fucking stupid. Like, completely fucking stupid. Like, I almost hate to see the Guardians of the Galaxy characters having to deal with some of this stuff, having to deal with these yaks, having to deal with Thor being the way Thor is. And yeah, he's not loved and da, 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 da. Normal problems. That's why Thor's being this weird Thor. No, it's just not adding up. It's not making sense. It's goofy. Oh, this movie's going to get ranked a little harshly. I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag there. It is not going to go extremely well. And it's got some competition for the worst, for the bottom half of phase 4. I should probably connect to Wi-Fi so I can get through some of these scenes faster. But man, I'm watching through it. I'm not listening. I'm watching through it and thinking, maybe the best parts, this might be one of those things where the best parts were in the trailer. Now, Christian Bale's Gore the God Butcher was pretty cool. Like, I thought the outfit was cool. I thought he did a really good job. But some people were saying he should get an award for his job in this. I actually disagree quite a bit. It was good in comparison. Like, his acting job was fantastic in comparison, because the rest of them are being unnaturally goofy. I don't know if anyone can sell the brand of goofiness they were trying to sell. Like, this was, I don't know. I don't even know how to put it. It was really super slapsticky. I feel like Carrot Top made this movie. It was that slapsticky. So Christian Bale, good as always, but not award worthy. I don't think the movie or his role or anything like that. Like, maybe if they would have made this a serious Thor movie from start to finish and left a lot of the goofiness out and gave Christian Bale more screen time, maybe we would talk about some kind of award or some kind of, Christian Bale killed it. Christian Bale did fine, especially compared to everything else. He did very fine. But that's as far as it goes for me.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I feel like I really missed an opportunity here. You've got cancer. You've got the death of a child, Gore, the God Butcher's daughter, and multiple other things. You've got Korg or whatever, the rock guy losing all his body and his face and he grows back like Groot. What the fuck ever. There's so many serious points here that could have been mixed into a more serious movie that would have just made everything work a lot better. And no, it just, they didn't do it. They went for that comedy so hard that they overlooked all the elements they had to make a movie with real feelings and real depth. And one of the best depth actors of all time, and Christian Bale being a big part of it, and he should have been a bigger part of it. Huge, huge missed opportunity, in my opinion, with this. Massive. And Valkyrie. Valkyrie is a badass. Well, they rendered her unbadass. They rendered her silly. And that's not a character I want to see be silly. It's not a character that I want to see not be a badass. Like Thor, I can handle him not being a badass. He should have been the source of all the goofiness in spurts and in spots. Not the whole time. Not the whole movie. Just absolute mess. Mess. Serious mess going on here. Just talking about it, kind of like this is supposed to be a pretty big one. This is supposed to be a pretty big one, a pretty good one. You know, I haven't heard anyone talk about this movie since it came out on Disney Plus. Like, it's just basically disappeared from the public eye. It seems like nobody's talking about anything. Let's talk about also Russell Crowe. That was stupid. Really stupid. Nothing fun about that. Nothing cool about all the gods being in one place. Like this is Flash Gordon type shit right here. This is not good. Like the women hanging on him, the fact that he's doesn't really look like a Zeus. His gold chest of armor. Like the guys behind him look cool. They look like they're from a weird band. I can't remember the name. Imperial Triumphant or something. This whole movie's just failing right now. I'm skimming back through and I'm thinking, what the fuck were they thinking? I'm sure they had a blast making it. Like I heard they did. I'm sure they did. I'm not having a blast watching it. Not at all. I think I'm supposed to have a blast watching it, but I'm not having a blast watching it. All right. Trying to skim through here. Just, I'm getting all these refreshers and just, and then Thor gets the lightning bolt. Like what? Come on, man. This can't be the way this goes down. Gore the God Butcher, when he was like talking to the children, that was kind of interesting. When he was talking to Valkyrie, that was interesting. Like these, the best moments of the movie are truly Gore the God Butcher, bar none, hands down, no doubt about it. And just fantastic. The visuals around that when he's fighting Thor, in the black and white kind of the planet, like that all is very cool looking. Very cool looking. Not cool in any other way. Then you got Jane Foster laying on her deathbed, and wow, she went to hell quick. She went to hell super quick. Like she went full fucking Beetlejuice just really quick from Natalie Portman to full fucking Beetlejuice. Terrible. And then of course she picks up the hammer and she goes to fight the final battle anyways. And then you got all the children that all of a sudden have powers, and you got the song and the fighting sequence, and that's supposed to be fun and cool. But you know what? I laughed my ass off, and not because it was funny, not because it was cute. I laughed my ass off because it was fucking stupid. It was fucking stupid. The whole damn movie. This is the harshest I'm ever going to be. No, I should take that back because it's too dangerous to say that. This is the harshest I've ever been on a Marvel production. This whole movie, start to finish, is fucking stupid. And I really thought like people were being too harsh. I won't be as harsh on it. I can enjoy just about anything. But this thing's stupid. And then you got the very end. Like, they're in front of some omnipotent being that makes no sense, that doesn't talk, that doesn't... None of this is making any kind of sense. This is a perfect near end to phase four. Because it makes absolutely no sense. Whatsoever. Not at all. I hated almost every second of it. I was tempted to not finish it, but once you start, you got to finish. So I finished. That's what she said. I finished. You got the big kiss between Thor and Jane. Yay. Hooray. What the fuck ever. And then you got Thor raising Gore the God Butcher's child, which is an interesting way to end it. Like, this was probably one of my favorite parts of the movie, was the fact that Thor now has a girl, like a little girl that he's taking care of. Like, I'm interested in that storyline going forward. So they did at least give me something. I'm very interested in that storyline. Completely enthralled what happens next. But if they make it goofy, like, I think it's time to let, you know, the director go. It's time to move on, go in another direction. But keep the story about Thor and the little girl. I think that's a really interesting story. I don't know if it has any context in the comic books, but it's definitely an interesting part of the movie. And the fact that she wields, you know, the axe and he's got the hammer with the glitter stuff on it, and they're going to fight a battle, like, very interesting. Still goofy, still completely goofy, but I am at least very interested. That was a fun way to end the movie. Beginning, Gore the God Butcher in the desert, great. End, Thor and the girl, pretty great. Everything in between, pure trash. Absolute trash. This movie ranks dead fucking last. Black Widow is more entertaining and better and at least more serious. Every show is better. I'd rather watch Moon Knight in its entirety than watch this again. However, and Moon Knight was fine. But, I mean, that's just what I'm saying. I would rather watch 6+ hours of any of the TV shows as opposed to watching this one movie again. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I will not do it. I hate that I just scrolled all the way through it. I hate that I just skimmed over 18 and a half minutes through this movie from start to finish. I am not happy about that, because this whole movie was just a fucking letdown. Huge letdown. This is the worst Marvel movie, period. It's the worst Marvel production, period. It was like fun for them. And that is it. That's where it ends. The movie was fun for them, and that's where it ends. And I the only way I'm going to be excited about another Thor movie is if they get Jordan Peele. And he's not in the comedic mood. Jordan Peele, non-comedic mood, new Thor movie, and find the scariest dude out there to be, you know, a villain. I don't know. Movie was trash. Dead last in the Marvel rankings. Quick episode, but it's about one movie, and I don't have anyone to bounce these ideas off of. If anybody wants to argue this point, I'll do another episode, and I'll listen to your arguments on why you think it's good. Because it's not. It's not. Like I say, it's all in the eye of the beholder. Someone out there loved it. I do want to know why, and I will respect the fact that you loved it, but I do want to know why. Hit me up. BarkBackRow@gmail.com. If you love this movie, I have to hear why. Even if it's in an email, we don't have to do a podcast. I just want to know why. Because I normally say a Marvel movie, even if it's bad, is better than just about every other movie. Not this one. I would rather watch Mulholland Drive than this, and I hate that movie with a passion. And I would watch Mulholland Drive way before I watch this again. That's all I got. Thor sucked. Dead last in Phase 4. She-Hulk and Miss Marvel shit. Did I do Miss Marvel? I think I did do Miss Marvel. I think it was part of my Phase 4 thing. But She-Hulk will be next. I'll talk about She-Hulk. Among other things. Albums. You know, topics of other kinds. It's not going to be a Marvel show. It's just what's going on with me at the time. And I'm bitching about this Marvel movie today. Because, again, last time I'll say it. Pure trash. I'll see you guys next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.